And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning to you, wherever you're joining us around Australia. It's Ed Phillips in for this special Mother's Day edition of the House of Wellness, filling in for Larry Emder. Yes, it is Mother's Day. I like to think of it also as Eurovision weekend, but that's just me. Joined today in the studio, as always, by our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Kelly.
Good
Kelly
morning.
Landry, mother of two. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I have to take the floor off you for just a moment, Ed, and wish my mum a very special Mother's Day. I love you very much.
And you've already gotten in early and had a bit of a Mother's Day celebration yesterday. Why not make it a weekend, I say?
Well, I think it should be a week long, really. But, you know, weekend, week long, you know who's arguing? We slept in yesterday morning and had breakfast in bed, and I went to the Sydney Dance Company yesterday afternoon with my eldest daughter.
Right.
And she loved it. So
you had a mummy daughter date.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was lovely.
And it keeps on rolling today. There's more Mother's Day celebrations at your place.
Yes. There's a few fellow mothers who are all coming over. Everyone's bringing a plate of food, and we're going to have a little high tea afternoon. So
just perfect. And Gerald, it's a very female-dominated place at your house.
Well,
three daughters.
Yes.
What's the plan?
They are the responsibility of others now, but we're all catching up for lunch today with my mother-in-law. So it's a mother-in-law day as well. Really,
oh, okay.
So mother-in-law for lunch, and then I'm going to see my mum tonight for dinner. So it's one of those small food intake.
I do note with some puzzlement, though, that the venue for your lunch is at your golf course. Who organised that?
Well, it's a convenient place, and we get well looked after, and there might be an opportunity for six holes after lunch.
just maybe.
There just might be. Turning up to Mother's Day lunch with your putter and a couple of drivers.
Quigley. There you go. That's making the most of an opportunity.
We will put you to work beforehand, though. We're going to chat about the long-standing debate of fish oil versus krill oil. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have your thoughts on it, Gerald, because we know marine oils are so good for us.
Yes.
But we want to find out what the difference is.
Good. Looking forward to that.
And, of course, we're going to throw open the phones, as always, 131-873. Wherever you are in Australia, you can ring through right now. Any questions for Gerald, do by all means come straight through to us. 131-873. All our callers today go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher as well from Chemist Warehouse. So we'd love to hear from you across the course of this next hour together. 131-873 is our number. In just a sec, too, going to be joined by Australia's first TV bachelor, chiropractor Tim Robarts. Of course, just about every female in the country tuned into that show, didn't they, Kel?
Except for me, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll bring you up to speed. He's dashingly handsome, in amazing physical shape. He's just released his fabulous new book. We were going through it, weren't we, with some stunning-looking recipes.
Oh, the recipes look amazing. I'm actually taking this home to cook some recipes out of here. They all look really simple. But they're all super clean and healthy and really good for you. So,
well, as every woman swooned over him, all the guys looked at him and said, gosh, he's in amazing physical shape. He's onto something here. The book's called The 7-2-1 Plan, combines fitness and flexibility with the nutritionally balanced lifestyle that he's famous for as well. Very smart guy as well. Not only just a chiropractor, he's got degrees in physics and all other sorts of science kind of things. So smart and successful. So we'll chat to him in just a sec. Happy to take your calls. I was up early with my boys. I should add in Mother's Day greetings to my boys' mum. We got up nice and early. She presents the breakfast show, first edition, on Sky News. Mm-hmm. So we snuck into the set with some flowers and a present too, and launched onto her set too, which gave her a nice surprise. So we've covered off everybody, haven't we?
Just about.
Right. Love to hear your Mother's Day plans as well. Give us a buzz and let us know what you're doing today. It'd be great to catch up. 131-873 is our number. We'll take a little break. Coming back with your calls for Gerald Quigley, our pharmacist, and our first guest here at the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131873 is our number right across Australia this morning, our special Mother's Day edition. Tuning in now to your pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, taking your calls. Marion, let's get you away first up. You have a question for Gerald.
Good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Gerald.
How can we
just
help?
Briefly, I contracted polio age 3.5 in England where I was born.
Yes.
And as a polio survivor, I've struggled through my life with many health problems.
Sure.
Serious operations, including cancer in the head and bowel. Now in my 70s, I'm trying to manage my health with the help of my doctor and naturopath, and they work together.
Good.
Early in April, I had a severe inner ear and throat infection, and I had two lots of antibiotics, which seemed to help, but it took me a long while to pick up, and my immune system's very low. Then 2 weeks ago, I had a severe UTI, but the antibiotic that was given to me caused a severe allergic reaction and diarrhea.
Yes.
Now, I've had trouble with diarrhea all my life because of the polio. That's where it started.
Of course.
And a lot of it has been a lot of problem. And it left me, it's now left me with chronic fatigue. Post-polio syndrome is back again, really bad. Fibromyalgia, and I'm on chronic pain medication, which I take regularly.
It's all happening for you, Marion, isn't it? Look, a couple of things, Marion. Congratulations, first of all, on having your naturopath and your doctor working together on your behalf. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It is, and I am absolutely thrilled with
because it doesn't often happen. So cultivate that constantly. And look, there are a number of things that will make a difference. Particularly for you, there is a probiotic called Saccharomyces. It's a very long name, but capital S for Sam, capital B for Betty. Every time you're given, if ever you're given an antibiotic, make sure you take this probiotic at the same time. And that's going to reduce your risk of S for Sam, B for Betty.
B for Betty.
SB. Yes, your pharmacist will know that. And that's every time you have an antibiotic. But there are things like turmeric for your inflammation, echinacea vitamin C for your immune function, cranberry every day for your bladder health, drinking heaps and heaps and heaps of water. So make sure your naturopath gives you a plan for these things, a maintenance plan and a treatment plan. So if something goes wrong, you step into the treatment plan, but you work on that with your naturopath. And our wishes to you.
Sorry, I am working with him.
Good.
It was suggested, and he's got me onto an immune booster.
Good.
While I was being crooked.
Good.
But I'm still not picking up, and it was suggested that I take a tonic, iron or something.
That's a good idea.
Could you recommend something?
Well, there are a number of them, Marion, but iron, normally you don't take iron unless you've shown an iron insufficiency. So perhaps your GP could do an iron check, for a blood, very simple blood test for you.
Yes.
But again, your naturopath who sees you face-to-face working with your GP will, and if you can get your naturopath to make a tonic for you, that would be terrific.
Marion, best of luck. We wish you the best of health. Listen, we've got to get to a couple more calls if you'll be patient with us.
One more question. I need a chronic medication container which beeps to let me know when to take my pain relief.
Yes, your pharmacist has those, Marion.
Does you sell those?
Well, most pharmacies will, and if they don't keep them, they can easily get them for you.
Oh, thank you, Gerald.
Pleasure.
Thanks
for calling, Marion.
Got you there. Listen, we'll grab a couple more calls. Thank you, Marion. Patricia, standing by patiently. Hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How can we help, Patricia?
Talking about turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on blood thinners, and people say I cannot take turmeric if you're on Xarelto.
Yes, people often say that, Patricia, but it's not true. And it sometimes depends how much of the turmeric you're going to be taking. Xarelto is a new drug, and we're still learning lots of things. It takes 10 years often to make some sort of minimum assessment on the ongoing usefulness and safety of a new drug like Xarelto. You can take turmeric. The thing is to make sure you advise your pathology lab that you are taking it, and you take a consistent dose. The one I tend to prefer in cases like yours is called a beta-sorb turmeric because it's an aqueous extract. But really, you just go straight ahead. It'll be fine.
What did you say, beta?
It's a beta-sorb turmeric. It's a particular extract of turmeric that your pharmacist will have.
Oh, right. See, I've got all the rheumatoid arthritis and all that. But another thing, my granddaughter told me yesterday at our Mother's Day lunch that she was really sick in the stomach.
Yes.
She said it could be. She's on strong turmeric, and she's only 30.
Well, yes, but turmeric has about 300 physiological actions, Patricia. It's good for your brain, good for inflammation, good for everything. So if she's taking turmeric, good for?
Muscle.
Well, if you've got muscle pain, yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's an amazingly safe herb.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for your call, Patricia. We'll take some more across the morning. 131873 with Gerald Quigley, our pharmacist. Kelly Landry's with me this morning as well. This is the House of Wellness. And time to head to our first guest, who I guess was first known to us on Australian TV as the first bachelor. I'm sorry to bring that up, Tim, but you've just released your first book, which is fabulous, The 7-2-1 Plan. Chiropractor Tim Robards is with us. His trialed and tested method of combining fitness and flexibility with a nutritionally balanced lifestyle. Thanks for being up this early on Mother's Day and chatting to us, Tim.
Good morning. Yeah, no worries. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, you're right. We're unanimous in those thoughts. Tell us about this book, though. We're leafing through it right now. It looks magnificent. The concept of what you call the 7-2-1 plan. What is it? How's it work?
Yes, basically, I just really wanted to simplify food. There's so much information out there, and I just wanted to simplify. It's almost like a little formula. So basically, you're sticking to 70%, or if you look at your week, you've got 70% of the food that you consume should be what we call super clean. So that's just real food, as your great-grandparents would have made. You know, it's the stuff that you find on the outside shelves at your supermarket. It doesn't come out of a packet, and it doesn't have all the preservatives and refinement. So there's real food. And then 20% of your week is what we call sensible. So that's where you allow yourself to have a little bit of something processed, whether it's pasta, you know, breads and things like that, but you're where you can, like if you want to have your comfort foods, like a hamburger or spaghetti bolognese, rather than just having pasta and meat, you're sensible about it, whereby you add in extra vegetables, or you might halve the pasta with some zucchini noodles.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're allowing yourself to have a little bit of something processed, but you're keeping it a little more balanced. And then the 10% is relaxed.
Woo-hoo.
So whatever that means to you. It's where you get to actually celebrate having something a little, you know, a treat, rather than feeling guilty about it, but you're respecting it at the same time.
Oh, well done. Tim, Kelly here. I just want to say, firstly, congratulations on the book. It is a really beautiful book to look at. The recipes are amazing. It's beautifully photographed. And it's simple. And, you know, it's everyone keeps talking about clean eating, but you actually define it in the book in a way that is very easy to understand.
Yeah, thanks. I think the thing that I'm finding now, that we're getting so many people that have, because we had an online version prior, and now we've got the book with the new recipes and that, and the thing that I really love is that people are starting to look at their food and say, hey, is this a 70% or is this a 20 or is this a 10? And when you start to kind of look at your food like that, you're just looking for, is this real food? Is this a little bit processed or is this, you know, a treat meal? And when you can start to decipher and then fill your diet, you know, with that more, the majority of it with real food, it's pretty simple. But when people start to kind of gel like that, it's really surprising, and they just, you know, their bodies start to transform. They start to find their healthy weight. And, you know, I think everyone's you know, into weight loss, but it's about finding your healthy weight, wherever that is. A lot of people are underweight. They need to gain some weight. So, it's about just finding your healthy body.
Tim, it's Gerald here. Congratulations on the they won't let me near your book, Tim, so I can't even get to the
I'm
front
taking
page.
This home.
But look, what you've done is highlight the importance of eating, and it what really is a very difficult thing to get your head around, and most people hit off and exercise heavily, but in fact, the sensible thing to do, as you've said, is to look at what you're eating. In fact, I want to thank you for giving us permission today to give that 30% a bit of a crack. You know, the 30% of sensible combined with the occasional treat variety. Is it okay today, Mother's Day?
Exactly. And that's where, you know, and for people who like to break it down, like if you do want to break down the 70, the 20 and the 10 throughout your week with meals, most people have, say, 3 meals a day,
yes,
which is 21 meals a week. So that means 15 of them will be your super clean, 4 meals will be sensible, and 2 meals will be relaxed. And then you can kind of break down the same with your snacks and things.
Good.
So it gives you a bit of a formula, something to stick to.
And on top of the book, Tim, there's an app as well, which we need to let people know about.
Yeah, so the app is basically, it's the fitness side of things.
Yeah.
And that's where I've tried to make health and fitness look really simple again. And just using, you know, your outdoor exercise equipment, and when you go down to the park, But most people go down there, and if you see some chin-up bars, you're like, well, I can't do a chin-up. What am I going to do down here? But what I've done is utilizing some rings, you know, like your Olympic rings.
Oh, yeah.
So then a lot of people go, oh, aren't they for the Olympians? But I've got my grandma, my mother, using these rings. So basically, they're a great way to bring in some resistance training, which we all know is great for your muscles and strong bones. And I've created this program that starts from level one, which caters for someone who's never done any exercise in their life,
yes,
all the way up to level five, which is where, you know, the Olympians are. So it's a structured program that will take anyone at any level and just help them add some resistance into their life without having a gym membership and without having to buy a lot of expensive equipment.
Amazing stuff. Well, we'll have to take your word for it. As a chiro, as a guy who's in amazing physical shape, and also, not just that, a few more other degrees thrown in for good measure in physics and medical science. Were you more of a nerd at school, or were you the fitness jock all the way through school?
It was funny. Good question. I was in between. So I was doing all the, you know, the harder maths and the science and physics subjects, and I'd play handball with the handball kids, but then I'd also play football with the jocks. So I was kind of in between. So I'd hang out with the jocks, and then I'd go and study with the nerds. So I think I've always had a good balance. And, you know, I grew up in Newcastle, and I was actually really close to going professional with football. But I kind of was right in between. I was at uni at the same time, and I had to decide, do I go the football career or the uni career? And I kind of went the safe road. But part of me always wishes I could have been, you know, could have been on the TV playing football.
A footballer who could do his own rehab, that would have been good.
Now, Tim, we can't let you go without hearing your plans for Mother's Day, being Mother's Day today. Are you going to indulge on something?
Well, you know, I did my indulging on Thursday. So Anna and I took our two mothers on a seaplane up to Jonas. Up in, you know, Whale Beach.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we had beautiful, that was definitely my 10% relaxed. Although the food was pretty clean, but we had a beautiful long lunch up there, a couple of red wines, and then flew back. It was great.
Yeah. You brought them back, Tim?
But then put them on the exercise rings, right? You mean, kid. Mate, great to chat. Congrats on the book, and we'll look for it in all fabulous bookstores. It's called The 7-2-1 Plan. Tim Robards is the author. Best of luck with it, and thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All the best, Tim.
Nice to catch up. This is the House of Wellness. More of your calls coming up here on the other side of this quick break.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, it's our special Mother's Day edition of the House of Wellness. Kelly Landry's with me along with Gerald Quigley. Guys, since last Mother's Day, another 114,000 Australian women have joined the ranks of motherhood, and that brings the total in Australia to nearly 6.7 million adult women in Australia, nearly 70% of all adult women who are mothers. So it's a very special Sunday morning indeed.
Ooh.
Let's get to some more of your calls. 131873 is our number, straight through to our pharmacist and medical herbalist. Gerald is standing by for you, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Oh, hi, Gerald.
How can we help?
A couple of weeks ago, you spoke about horse chestnut.
Good for varicose veins and things like that.
Well, I've got a neighbour, actually, that has a lot of trouble with her feet, and I managed to get some for her.
Yes.
It's actually in a tincture form.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's all right or not.
Yeah, that should be fine. Is she finding it okay?
Well, no. Actually, she said she broke out in quite an itch all over.
Oh.
And we wondered if it would be the horse chestnut.
Look, anything's possible, Sylvia. So tell your friend to stop it, to do nothing now for a week or so. Good.
Yeah.
And to go at about a quarter of the dose in a week's time when she restarts it. So gradually reintroduce it. And if that rash comes back again, I'm sure she'll be able to take it back from where she purchased it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sylvia. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate your call, Sylvia. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Rosie, good morning to you. Thanks for standing by.
Good morning, Gerald.
Hi, Rosie.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How can we help?
We're listening to your program every single week. We can't miss it.
Very kind.
And you have talked about the alpha lipoic acid, and my husband has a problem with his legs.
Yes.
He's got nerve problems, hot and cold and sore.
Is he diabetic, Rosie?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he has diabetes.
So we took up your advice.
Yes.
And he's he's on to his second bottle, almost finishing his second bottle.
Is it making a difference, Rosie, to his nerve pain?
Feeling ecstatic.
Oh, well, good.
He feels so good, and I'd just like to say a huge thank you to you for advising this lipoic acid because it made a big difference.
You're very kind, Rosie, and it's a good thing for any person battling diabetes to consider, because one of the challenges of diabetes, and in fact with a number of the medications, is that they can cause this nerve or neuropathic pain, and lipoic acid is a well-documented solution. So your call has probably reinforced what a number of people are finding with their diabetes.
I am so happy, but he's more happy because he has a much better sleep.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank
Good
you
on you,
very
Rosie.
Much,
Thank you
Gerald.
For calling. Thank you.
We always had faith in you, Gerald, but this Thank is you. Terrific Thank news. 131873 is our number. Last week, in fact, we spoke with you, our pharmacist, about the important role that magnesium plays. This week, we wanted to have a look at the fish oil versus krill oil debate. You're a big advocate for marine oils in our diet.
Yes.
But what's the difference between the two?
Essentially, Ed, it depends how they're packaged, because fish oil come as what's called a triglyceride package. Mm-hmm. Fancy name for really, it means your body's got to extract the essential fatty acids out of that oil for it to be useful. Krill, on the other hand, is packaged as a phospholipid. Another big word, but it's a very friendly thing to our body. So you have less risk of reflux. You need less because there's a more available form of the essential fatty acids. Let me reassure you, first of all, Ed, because I know you love whales, there is 500 million tons of the biomass of krill, out of which about 0.1% is harvested for human use.
Okay, we always picture the National Geographic videos of the big humpback whales coming up and
yes.
all the blue whales munching on their krill happily.
And they're very important,
right.
Very important, but so are we.
Okay, sure.
We're a little bit important as well.
Okay.
So from the benefits, all sorts of things. Krill oil, omega-3s, but there's krill oil evidence to show it reduces the risk of stroke and cardiovascular risk. Whatever source of omega-3 you wish to pursue, fine, and keep an eye out soon for an omega-3 index test. This is a very simple blood test that will be available where you prick your finger, send it away, and you get a reading of the content of your essential fatty acid level in your red blood cells.
Goodness.
Which means you'll know that if you go onto an omega-3 supplement, your levels will rise and you'll be able to track them as you go by.
So for our peace of mind, a krill is like, I picture it like a tiny little prawn, little plankton thing. And the whales go bananas, and with one scoop of, you know, their giant mouth,
well, whales
they
don't
ingest
eat
tons.
They don't eat bananas.
No, but they love these plankton krill kind of things.
Yes.
So they must be such an incredibly rich source.
They are.
Protein and or all these other
because they're at the
elements.
Very bottom of the food chain, so incredibly pure, because sadly we're getting lots of polluted ocean water, and that's being reflected on animals higher up the food chain. So the lower down the food chain, that's why sardines are good for you.
Yes,
especially on toast with some cheese on the top in your griller.
All right,
is that a 7 or a 2 or a 1?
I think that's a 7.
That'll be a 7.
No
yes.
question about that. Thank you to Tim Robarts. So anybody looking to supplement their diet, look for a krill.
1,000 milligram twice a day. There's plenty of krill. You don't need a lot, but it's important to just consider the benefits of omega-3. You can ask your pharmacist. You can Google. It's irrefutable, the benefits for you.
All right. Look, we might have time for one more call.
Sure.
Why don't we grab Gail up the top? She's been standing by. Gail, good morning to you.
Hello, Gail.
Good morning. I'll try and press through my problem as quickly as possible. I've had two car accidents. Unfortunately, I've got pinched nerve, both sides of lower spine. I've got bulging discs, swollen legs. I've got a neck full of titanium after a failed bone transplant from my hip. I've got pinched nerve either side of my neck. My problem at the moment is my veins are leaking in my feet and the iron is coming out into my feet and my legs. And I was wondering if there's anything that I could do to strengthen the wall veins.
Gail, there are a couple of things, and I'm sorry that you're battling so many of these things
it's
supposed to be a happy day.
The pain is just horrendous.
So hopefully your doctor is helping you manage the pain, and you need a
pain
management
specialist.
Wonderful. Terrific. a couple of things. For the bleeding, if it's bleeding and oozing, you can look at compression therapy. That's got to be perfectly fitted to make a difference. If you're concerned about that, arnica actually is good for any issue involved in bleeding. And from a strengthening of the veins in your legs, look at some vitamin C in powder form, because it helps collagen formation and also helps the strength of blood vessels too. Plenty of berries, any berries of any sort with the rich colours, they actually help the strength of blood vessels as well.
Koji berries.
Perfect. Well, you should have them, a cupful of them every day, and stick to your pain management plan and make sure whoever's looking after you knows exactly how you feel. Okay?
I've had two lots of cortisone injections into my spine, mm-hmm. lower spine, mm-hmm. and into my neck a couple of weeks ago, and the orthopedic surgeon has said, I can do no more, I don't want to operate because it's too dangerous.
Fair enough.
So all we can do is to keep this lady comfortable and as pain-free as possible.
Sure. And are you able to move, Gail? Can you move around?
Difficulty.
Yes, because movement helps as well. It helps get that pooling fluid in your lower legs up higher and helps. And that's why compression therapy will make a difference.
I've applied to get a walking frame.
Good. That's good too. Because that helps your balance.
I can't move. I can't use a walking stick because I can't hold a stick.
No, the frame would be ideal.
In my hand, it took 10 minutes to do up 5 buttons.
Oh, you poor thing. Good luck, Gail, and don't hesitate to call back and let us know how you're getting on.
We wish you all the best and hope we get you back to full health. 131873 is our number. All our calls today in the running for that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. A great place to shop last-minute bargains for Mother's Day today. Interestingly, guys, there's some stats from social demographer Mark McCrindle. He found Mother's Day was by far the most meaningful special day of the year. It kills Father's Day.
Oh.
5% for Father's Day. Mother's Day was something way up in the 70s, which is really unfair.
I think that could be a topic for discussion today for lunch. Especially when the account's presented.
Only Remembrance Day came close in terms of meaningfulness at 28%. So there we go. Dad's lacking as always, never mind. We'll take a little break. Coming back next with some very timely and handy gift ideas, last-minute shopping suggestions for Mother's Day. Kelly's back next with this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our special Mother's Day edition, by the way, guys, according to social demographer, this is the most meaningful nationally recognised day that is not a public holiday. It's some 70% of all women aged over 18 in Australia. Our mums, Kel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, if we can have a public holiday for a horse race, why can't we have a public holiday for mums?
Well, it is a public holiday because it's Sunday. I know it's not a public holiday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It is technically, and it's always the second Sunday of May, so commit that to your memory in case anyone ever gets confused.
Fair enough.
Anna Jarvis, who actually founded Mother's Day in 1906.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She was actually not a mother herself.
Oh, there you go. That's ironic.
So, believe it or not, the irony. Yes, my daughter said this morning, I know you're saying that it's the most meaningful day. My daughter said this morning, Mummy, why don't we decorate our house for Mother's Day like we do for Halloween?
Well, there you go.
So I think Anna Jarvis would be up in arms because she actually ended up protesting the commercialisation of Mother's Day.
Oh.
But I think there's an idea for the future to perhaps incorporate some Mother's Day decorations in the house.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great idea.
We'll start with that for sure. All right, let's get some more of your calls through to Gerald. Connie, thank you for waiting. 131873 is our number here each Sunday morning at the House of Wellness. What's your question for Gerald?
Oh, Gerald, good morning.
Good morning.
We've corresponded recently.
Oh.
Gerald, I want to inquire from you about my problem with my feet. It's been diagnosed as small fibre neuropathy.
Sure.
And I'm taking Lyrica, and mm-hmm. I'm not very keen on it.
Is it helping, Connie?
Not a lot. I have to put up cream and painkillers in the night on my feet, so it's not very helpful.
Have you diabetes, Connie?
No.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you heard Rosie before, who was singing the praises of a nutrient for neuropathy called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C.
Yes.
It comes as a 400 milligram tablet.
Acid, did you say?
Acid, yes.
Yep.
400 milligram twice a day. It is quite specific for neuropathic pain, and in your case, you need to add sublingual vitamin B12. So this is vitamin B12 that you dissolve under your tongue or just in your mouth. You get both of those from your pharmacist. Use them safely, the B12 once a day, the lipoic acid twice a day, and that's going to make a difference to the benefits we hopefully will get from the Lyrica.
And still continue with the Lyrica?
Yes, but you might be able to reduce the dose of that in time, all going well.
Is,
and your body will tell you that.
Is 50 mils a day a lot or not?
No, it's not.
No, I've cut it back fairly much back. But,
yes. But remember though, Connie, you've got to be comfortable. There's no point.
That's the
pain
truth.
Is not something we ever want to wish on anybody.
Does Lyrica have any harmful...
Yeah. Well, hopefully your pharmacist gave you a consumer medicines information leaflet
no,
when you...
Didn't. No, they didn't.
Well, you can go back and ask for one, and you need to read that profile, Connie.
Okay.
Because it does come accompanied with some things you need to keep an eye on.
Thanks for your call, Connie. We wish you all the best here at the House of Wellness this morning.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
And now on the House of Wellness, it's time to talk beauty.
Let's go to you, Kelly Landry, on this Mother's Day edition. We have to get presents for Mum, whether it's flowers, whether it's a little brekkie in bed being made across the country as we speak, or something even more memorable for her. You've got some great suggestions for us.
Yes, you know what? On your ways, if you are going to your Mother's Day lunch at some point today, or if, you know, perhaps you may have forgotten
yes.
that it was the second Sunday of May, you know, redemption is for sale at Chemist Warehouse on your way. Just a quick stop. And the first gift I have here is perfect for any woman. I think it's amazing for winter, particularly in the colder months, because I get dry hands in the colder months. This is a great gift that the kids could either buy with their pocket money, or you could just purchase it on their behalf. And it's the Natio hand cream, and this one has the SPF 15 in it. So you know, even during the winter months, you know, where you don't think the sun is as harsh, you know, the rays are still there and they're still damaging, particularly when you're driving.
Yeah, good.
So this is something I think is like an essential thing to put in every glove compartment or a center console in every car.
Done.
So it's the Natio SPF hand cream. It's just $7.69, so it's a great gift.
Excellent. All right, good start. What else we got?
Next is the Nude by Nature. Now, this is the Illuminate collection. Now, I love all the gift packs. I'm a sucker for gift packs. And Chemist Warehouse do some really beautiful gift packs around all the gifting times, particularly around Mother's Day. I was in the Chemist Warehouse store late yesterday having a look around. And this one comes in a beautiful collectible tin that you could reuse or repurpose for something around your home. And this comes with the Sheer Light Illuminator, a bronzer illuminator, and an applicator brush. It's just $14.98 and with a value of $29.95.
Can we do one more super special? We're just nearly out of time.
Yes.
Go on, pick your fave.
Well, I think this is the top of the line, I think, is the fragrance. Chemist Warehouse has some of the best fragrances going around, and they do amazing fragrance gift packs as well, and this is the Oscar de la Renta. My daughter was with me when I was shopping yesterday, and she chose it for me, and I think she just liked the beautiful box that it came in. But it's a beautiful fragrance. It's a gift pack, so it comes with a fragrance, a bath gel, and a body lotion. So if you use all three of them together, it amplifies the strength of the fragrance, and it also comes in a cute little cosmetic gift pouch as well that you can reuse.
Beautiful selection. Of course, they're open across the day today. For that last minute dash, don't feel guilty if you've forgotten about Mum so far. Chemist Warehouse can sort you out. We'll take a little break, coming back with more of your calls, and also Gerald's going to pick our favourite caller from the day. They'll score a $100 gift voucher too. Perfect timing here on this Mother's Day edition of the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Regain. Clinically proven to regrow your hair. Now half price at Chemist Warehouse.
Happy Mother's Day to you wherever you're listening across Australia. It's about to run down the clock on our House of Wellness edition for this special Mother's Day episode. Nearly 6.7 million mums in Australia as we speak today. Incredible stuff. We do have Anthony on hold, Gerald. He had a question about having his right ear flushed some 18 months ago and got some bad whistling noise. You and I, in fact, spoke on Health and Wellbeing on our sister station during the week about tinnitus, didn't we?
Yes, we did. So, Anthony, if you've got two options. One is to take the herb called Ginkgo biloba, the special one EGB761, and the other is to use some saline, some isotonic saline, to flush your nose. Could I also happily give to Gail? Gail is our winner of the $100 gift voucher today from Chemist Warehouse. Gail, let's just hope that that gift voucher makes a little bit of happiness in your day.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. You too, have a fabulous Mother's Day, especially you, mother of two,
yes.
Kelly Landry.
Super mum, Kelly. Have
Looking
a wonderful
forward
day.
To it.
I know you started a little bit early yesterday, and why not? Why not make it run all week? And maybe next time, this
it's
time
the
next
festival
year.
Festival of.
Yeah, maybe this time next year it will be a public holiday. We make it a long weekend, perhaps.
We'll speak to our local member, see what we can do.
Absolutely. Thank you for your calls. We had some wonderful ones, some great feedback as well. And of course, Gerald, you can always be reached via your website too and your fabulous blogs as well at GeraldQuigley.com.
Thank you, Ed, and have a wonderful day, the pair of you.
Absolutely shall do. Thanks for your company this morning. We're back next Sunday. Larry Amdert back on board from 9 a.m. wherever you're listening in. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend and this fabulous celebration of the most wonderful people out there, the mums of Australia. We'll see you soon. Bye now.